Will Smith Jr. is following in his dad's footsteps, getting to know the basics of Jim Knowles defense, and Ohio State forms a team to help athletes with NIL deals. All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is a Monday, January 24th in the year 2022. And today's episode is brought to you by Sonos. Experience the game like never before with Sonos Arc, the premium smart soundbar for TV, movies, music, gaming, and more. Visit Sonos.com to learn more. For those of you on the YouTube, you're noticing a different format for today's video. Until we get the kinks worked out, there's some technical difficulties we have had for a few days now. Until those get worked out, this will be the format that we'll have on this channel so you continue to get your daily Buckeye fix. This past weekend, we got to watch some really good football. I mean, amazing football. I don't say that lightly. I know people use words like that. It's like, oh, man, it was a great game, 45-43. That might not be the best game in the world. Oh, my gosh, you see what happened? Yeah, okay, that happens all the time. This past weekend has not happened all the time. It was amazing to watch and witness the football, the throws that Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes made on Sunday. I am still in awe at the 13 seconds by Patrick Mahomes at the end of regulation, and then how he moved down the field so swiftly with very little opposition at all in overtime to score the walk-off, to score the touchdown to win the game. It was fun. What was also fun was in the midst of that happening on Sunday, Will Smith Jr. committed to the Ohio State University. Yes, the Will Smith Jr., the son of the Ohio State great four-year letter winner, Will Smith. That Will Smith had 167 total tackles, 46 and a half tackles for loss, 23 sacks. He was an 18th overall pick by the New Orleans Saints. He was on the national championship team in 2002, was an All-American and Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year in 2003. Yes, that is this kid's dad. That's his dad. I mean, the Saints love him. The Buckeyes love him. It's just unfortunate that his dad is no longer with us because he was tragically shot in New Orleans in 2016. Will Smith Jr. first got some interest from Ohio State last year when he attended one of Ohio State's recruiting camps or camps they host in the summertime. Different high school players from all around the country will come to different universities and just work out in front of coaches. If the coaches don't come to you, you go to them. And some of these guys will never get the opportunity to work out in front of these coaches or get the interest of some of these schools without going to some of these camps. And that's exactly what this young man did. Fast forward to where we are now, Will Smith Jr. got his offer on January 14th. 9 days later, he decided that it was time to commit to Ohio State. Here's what he had to say about his thought process and what led up to him committing to the Ohio State University. Quote, "It's obviously something I've been seriously thinking about since they offered last week. But even before that, I wasn't focused on them as much as I was focused on the schools that had offered me. But it was always something in my mind. So when it came, it just got real. And I thought a lot about it and talked it over with my mom a lot. When I had a chance to go there for a visit and I was able to get some questions answered and just get a better feel for the coaches and the program, I just left there today knowing it was home," end quote. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, for a young man to know to go to the coaches and ask questions, say, hey, I have these questions. I know you're possibly, things we'll talk about in the very next segment, possibly you're going to change a defense, and I don't know about my positioning. I don't know if I'm going to fit in here with this defense. Is it wise for me to be here or try to go somewhere else? I mean, he had questions, I'm sure, but I'm sure he had different questions than maybe either you or I would even think about asking because he's in this right now. He knows what coaches are talking about, coaches are looking for. He knows what type of defense he thinks he fits best in. He knows what type of player he thinks he can be. He wants to go to the right place. And if it's not where his dad played football, so be it. Like, that's nothing wrong with him not following in his dad's footsteps and going to where going to a different place than where his dad played the football. There's nothing wrong with that. But because it's Ohio State, Larry Johnson's here, Ryan Day's here, the defense is moving and shifting and changing in a positive way, Will Smith Jr. says, hey, why wait? Why wait until the beginning of my senior year of high school to announce where I'm going to go? Or why wait until the end of the season? Yeah, in December, to wait and to announce where I'm going to go. Why not just announce now? And I think that's actually pretty wise. Pretty wise. We see a lot of high school athletes wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And of course, some want to be on the TV. Some want to announce at the end of the All-American Bowl, the Under Armour game, or these different high school all-star games that people play at the end of the season, December, January type deal. Some players, some high school athletes want that spotlight. I'm not going to sugarcoat it or say anything different. They want that spotlight. They want all the cameras on them, all the lights on them. They want everybody in the nation to be watching them to know where they are going to go to play football. Some players are like that. Will Smith Jr., I think it's wise. I think it's personally wise that he gets it over with now, because if you know where you're going in January, why wait until December or a year from now to announce where you're going to play football? All you're going to do if you wait that long is have more questions, people saying, where are you going? What are you doing? Hey, man, about to go to the playoffs in high school. Where are you playing football? Oh, man, I don't know yet, man. I ain't decided yet. I'm still waiting to see what the best move is. Knowing the entire time, you know where you're going. You just want to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. Sometimes getting things over as quickly as possible, well, a lot of times, it's the best move. And I think Will Smith Jr. taking care of business right now was a wise move for him. Hey, Buckeye fans. This is Jay Stevens with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about, GetUpside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app in the App Store or Google Play right now. Use promo code SCORE and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using GetUpside. Just download the app for free and use promo code SCORE, that's S-C-O-R-E, to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card, or Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code SCORE to get up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code SCORE, S-C-O-R-E. You are tapped into Locked On Buckeyes here on a Monday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Recently, somebody in the YouTube comments made a great observation about something they heard here on the show, talking about how when Jeff Hunt was on the podcast with us, this was last Tuesday or Wednesday, Jeff used the word Leo, L-E-O, Leo. And it's a position in Jim Knowles' defense. And this YouTube commenter said, the average listener will not know what that is. And I was already planning on going down this road anyway, but why wait? So this week is a great time to go ahead and let's get to know Jim Knowles' defense, what the Leo position is, what makes Jim Knowles' defense different, why Ryan Day went this route, and what Ohio State players might fit in these roles when Jim Knowles is calling the shots. Jim Knowles' defense is a 4-2-5 or maybe even sometimes a 3-3-5 hybrid. I think a 3-3-5, well, 4-2-5 hybrid, but 3-3-5 is more technically what it is. A 4-2-5 is what Ohio State ran this year, more of your basic standard defensive 4-2-5 look that they had. Your four down linemen, two linebackers, two corners, a cover safety or a nickel corner, as a lot of people call it. a free safety and then a bullet or even a rover that's a little bit bigger than your traditional strong safety that can move from the strong safety spot to down to the linebacker inside the box type of deal. Well, Jim Knowles moves things around just a little bit. Up front, he has three defensive linemen, three down linemen. So a lot of times it'll be a nose, it'll be two defensive ends. And there's going to be three linebackers, but one of them is your hybrid. The hybrid can be a guy that's up on the line on the weak side. He can be somebody that's up in the A-gap. It all depends on what is called at that time and what the offense is running. Jim Knowles, one thing he has done very, very well is adjusted to where he is, where he's at. When you're at Oklahoma State and you're in the Big 12, the Big 12's offenses are different. They're creative. They're nuanced. There's just a lot of variation to them. And so as a defensive coordinator, you have to be on your toes and find a way to be one step ahead of the opposition. And by having this Leo position, which is this hybrid linebacker position, we'll touch more on that specifically tomorrow, what the Leo position is, the height, the weight, the intangibles that the Leo position might want, you might want that person to have. We'll also give some suggestions about who might be a great fit for that position. But the Leo position here, and you can go back and watch some Oklahoma State film on the YouTube, you can see that guy. He can be in the A-gap, he could be in the B-gap, he could be on the outside. A-gap is in between the center and the guard, B-gap is in between the guard and the tackle. He can be there, or you can play 3-3-5 and just run 3-3-5 stack where the Leo linebacker is literally right behind the nose tackle. So it's center, the nose tackle there, and then the linebacker, Leo position, Leo linebacker, your hybrid guy, is right behind him. And so that's another thing that's different, because a lot of 4-2-5s, when you think about the hybrid or anything, the guy that's moving a lot is in the back, not up front. In the Big Ten, when you're going to get a lot of heavy fronts, you want some variation up front, a lot of running. I think Ohio State will play Wisconsin soon. They got a guy named Braylon Allen. He's amazing. But you know what? If you're not changing things up front, if you're not confusing the offensive line up front, if you're not doing that, Braylon Allen is going to run all over you. He's that good. So the Leo position is there, hybrid linebacker, but the back half of the secondary, you're going to have three down linemen, three linebackers, one of them is a hybrid, and then the secondary, you're going to have two different corners, like a field corner and a boundary corner, then you're going to have three safeties. This is a little different too. You're going to have two strong safeties and one free safety. Another way to throw an added wrinkle into the mix. Because part of the reason that Jim Knowles has three safeties is not only to have variation and to be a little creative, but Jim Knowles wants every single safety to be able to play all positions and to know the role very, very well. So just to go back to where we were, three down linemen, three linebackers, one linebacker is a hybrid, and then five defensive backs, three safeties, two corners, but you're not going to have that other safety, the cover safety that Ohio State had that was really a nickel corner. The other three safeties, those three safeties are going to be back. And that's going to be a lot of confusion for a lot of quarterbacks in the Big Ten. Well, the Big Ten doesn't have really that many good quarterbacks outside of C.J. Stroud and Aiden O'Connell. I don't know of another good quarterback in the Big Ten, just to be honest with you. Jake Plummer, I think it was his name, or Jack Plummer, whatever the Plummer that was at Purdue that was starting at the beginning of the season. I get them mixed up. He lost his spot. O'Connell comes in, and O'Connell just ran with that thing. But you want to confuse these guys. You want to confuse everybody. No matter who it is that you're playing against, you want to be one step ahead of them. And I do believe Ryan Day realized, hey, our offense is fine. We have Kevin Wilson, a great offensive mind. We have Brian Hartline, maybe the best wide receiver coach in the country. We have Tony Alford, maybe the best running back coach in the country. We have Justin Fry, who I believe Ryan Day believes is one of the better offensive line coaches in the country. You have Corey Dennis, who I think is an underrated piece of this coaching staff, who is a phenomenal quarterback's coach, and then you're bringing in a guy on defense that's bringing in a variation and changing things up in a way that even with your personnel that might not fit the way that you think it should for Jim Knowles' defense, what we're going to find is a lot of Ohio State's players will fit in just fine. Just fine. Ohio State had Tanner McAllister transferred from Oklahoma State to Ohio State. Talked about him about a month ago, maybe. Tanner McAllister will be one of those safeties that'll be playing back there that'll be assisting the others to know the defense very, very well and to know exactly what's coming next. I think Jim Knowles is in a good spot in Ohio State. These are just some preliminary thoughts and early quick ideas about Jim Knowles' defense. Tomorrow we'll talk more about the Leo position. Wednesday we'll talk about the safeties. And let's talk more about just in general what it is this defense can do for Ohio State and how it can impact them on the defensive side of the ball. I want to go through this before getting to a depth chart because I will be releasing my early projections for Ohio State's depth chart very, very soon. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. New year and a new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word, to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. It's the new year, so that means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit or eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, maybe even better than a candy bar. Built Bar makes it easier to stick to your resolution because it tastes so good. You'll want to eat it. Unlike other protein bars, which can be chalky or waxy or taste like a chemical spill, you want to eat healthy, but it just gets so boring. By like week 3, you might be thinking, this is just not worth it. Where's the chocolate? Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Here's an idea for the new year. Go to all your secret treat stashes at home, in the pantry, at the office, in the car, or wherever they are. Throw out all the sugary or calorie-filled treats and replace them with Built Bars. So when you're craving a snack or treat, you can reach for something that's healthy and tastes incredible. Go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. That's LOCKED15, and it's all one word, to receive 15% off your next order. Once again, go to Built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at Built.com. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on this cold, snowy Monday here in the Midwest. This is a time of year that I don't like at all. It's too cold for me. But one thing that I do like is Ohio State being ahead of the game and consistently being in the forefront or the leader to assist their athletes to make more money via the NIL deals that they can sign that became legal July 1st. In 2021. Recently, Ohio State, this is actually earlier today, they released a press release talking about some things that are going on at the school that they are doing to assist athletes, student athletes, to make money. I'm going to read this press release for you. It's not very long. You're going to see a lot of good news about the Ohio State University players, student athletes, and some things that Ohio State is doing to help them via NIL. Quote, Ohio State student athletes have enjoyed this first 6 months of monetizing and profiting off their own name, image, and likeness, or NIL. A total of 220 student athletes have engaged in 608 reported NIL activities with a total compensation value of $2.98 million. All three figures rank number one nationally, according to Open Doors, the cutting-edge services company hired by Ohio State to help its student athletes with education and resource opportunities to maximize their NIL earning potential. The NIL landscape continues to evolve, and Ohio State is evolving as well. This week, Ohio State student athletes will learn of a strategic new resource, the NIL Edge Team, developed by the Department of Athletics, that will help create and foster best-in-class NIL opportunities for them. End quote. I'm here for it. Like, this is a positive show. Talk about Jim Knowles' defense, talking about Will Smith Jr. going ahead and committing to Ohio State 9 days after he got his offer. And then now Ohio State is once again being ahead of the curve, and they're going to be implementing this NIL Edge Team that'll help them, that'll help these athletes with their NIL endeavors. I mean, isn't this why you want to go to college? Now that you can, they're already getting the cost of attendance stipend. A lot of these student athletes or kids are getting their schooling paid for, so they have no student debt, which I don't think that gets talked about at all or enough. They have absolutely, many of them, zero student debt. None. There are people listening to this right now that might be in their 40s that are still paying on their student loans. But these athletes, they're getting money via cost of attendance stipend. Not a lot, but it's something. They're getting the school paid for. And now they can sign basically endorsement deals. This is great. In less than a year after NIL goes into effect, Ohio State continues to assist their student athletes to make more money and make sure they're making the money wisely, and they're not going outside of the parameters that have been set at Ohio State, because Ohio State does have their own standard that has been set. You have to follow their guidelines, because not every NIL deal is approved. And even though every NIL deal is not approved, that does not mean that these student athletes don't have the opportunity to make money in numerous ways. I recently interviewed Trey Demps. He was actually on this podcast. He'll be on the Jay Stevens podcast on this coming Thursday. And I asked him, former college basketball player that he is, if you were able to sign an NIL deal, where would you sign one? And he said, oh, man, I don't know, man. I never thought about this before. He said, food. I like food. I said, well, where would you go? What restaurant? What kind of food place would you go for? He said, Raising Cane's. Cane's is right there. It's not that far. It's near campus. It's either on campus or near campus. One of the two. It's literally right there. And this is all opportunities for all the athletes, all student athletes, not just football, not just basketball, not just baseball, not just hockey, not just women's basketball. Every single student athlete has the opportunity to make money. And Ohio State, once again, is showing the entire country you have to be ahead of the game to properly assist your own students that are there to be able to assist more students down the road. You want to continue to get better and improve and show not just the current students, but future students, we're not looking to stay where we are. We're looking to progress, looking to get better, looking to evolve. We want to make sure that we have you, the future student, in mind while we're evolving and becoming a better university, better athletic department to assist every single person. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to this episode of Locked on Buckeyes here on a Monday. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. We will be back tomorrow talking more about Jim Knowles' defense. Tomorrow's about the Lee O position, height, weight, and tangibles, and what are some things that are specifically looked at for this position and who might fit that role.